Hello, welcome to the Living Open podcast for mystics and seekers. I'm your host, Erin. I'm a Philly-based witch and healing artist. And today's episode is Gemini season medicine. So this Wednesday is the first day of Gemini season. And in this episode, I'm talking a bit about Gemini energy and some ways to embody it, some suggestions for connecting with Gemini energy. And then I'm pulling a few cards and doing a collective tarot reading for us for this season ahead. So, Gemini, this is an interesting energy for me to think about personally because I don't have any planets in Gemini, but I have a stellium in my third house, which is ruled by Gemini. So Gemini, right, rules the third house and is mutable air energy. Mercury is the guardian planet of this energy. And so this is a sign that, to me, is really about exchange and communication and connection and relating. And so it also has this beautiful mutable flavor. So it's changeable, it's adaptable, it's moving. There's movement here. This is the transitional energy that brings us from spring into summer. And we can feel that, right? By looking around outside, by walking around outside, we can feel this transition happening. And this air energy can bring sort of a scattered and anxious energy, and even with Gemini, I think in its shadow, it can be a bit shallow or superficial or stay at the top layer. But at a deeper level, I think there's so much wisdom here. There's this beautiful bringing together of people, bringing together of ideas. There's creating love through creating channels for love, through connection and through communication, through the voice. Gemini season brings this invitation to share our message, to share our voice, to connect. And it's interesting to think about, right, how we're doing that is we're also, like, this is a mutable season, and many of us, depending on where we live, are in this sort of transition from sheltering in place, right? There's movement happening at that level too with Corona and things starting to slowly open up. I know that for us in Philly, at this point, we're supposed to have things open up start to open up slowly after June 4th. And so thinking about how this energy can help us through a transition as well, help how it can facilitate this transition. And with that, I want to share this poem that I read the other day that I just felt was, wow, so beautiful. And I think it speaks more to this time and the mutable energy of this time than it really does, like, oh, this feels like a Gemini poem. It more so feels like a mutable poem, and it feels like a poem for this moment. So I want to share it with you. Maybe you already know it, but if you're in a place where you can do so, maybe just closing your eyes and sort of letting the words drift over you. So it's called Thank You by Ross Gay. If you find yourself half naked and barefoot in the frosty grass, hearing again the earth's great sonorous moan that says you are the heir of the now and gone, that says all you love will turn to dust and will meet you there, do not raise your fist. Do not raise your small voice against it, and do not take cover. Instead, curl your toes into the grass. Watch the cloud ascending from your lips. Walk through the garden's dormant splendor. Say only thank you. Thank you. And actually, I feel like as I was reading that, I was more tuning into these Gemini aspects, the mentions of the air, right? Turning to dust. Dust being air meets earth, right? Clouds ascending from the lips. We can think of the voice there. So I just really wanted to share that with you. And, you know, it's funny. My best friend Taylor, she tagged me in this post the other day, and it was like one of those co-star Instagram memes. And it was like, what's the sign's love language? And I'm a Libra, or it was how to seduce the signs. And for the Libra one, it said, ask them what their love language is. Tell them yours is poetry. I was like, that could not be more accurate. So So that was just funny. Maybe search for that on their page if that sounds funny to you as well. Okay, so some ways to embody Gemini energy. So these are just some suggestions that I have, some things that I'm thinking about as I'm connecting with this energy. And take what you like, leave what doesn't resonate. I think, yeah, there are just so many ways, and our connections to these energies can be so personal, and they'll all be so different, right, depending on what's going on in our chart as well. But I just wanted to offer these up to you. So learn something new. And particularly learning new skills with your hands. So Gemini is associated with the hands in medical astrology. Reading feels very Gemini to me as well, this sort of intaking and exchanging with information. And so I also wanted to share that this is my probably most frequently asked question, like, what books do I recommend? I think you all know how much I love to read. So I actually made a little profile on Bookshop, which is like an independent bookstore site, a really nice alternative to Amazon, and I have like a profile with suggested books for you. So if you're interested in that, or if you have asked me about books, you can check that out. I will link it in the description. I'm like, mental note, need to do that. You can also do rituals gazing into your own eyes. Gemini has this mirroring aspect, right? Being connected to the Lover's card. And so gazing into your own eyes, seeing yourself reflected back to you, seeing what you see reflected back to you. And I also think, you know, feeling into what parts of you feel like the other. I've been doing these beautiful reparenting meditations almost every morning. And every time as I'm saying these words to my inner child, like, I offer you love, I offer you compassion, whatever it is, I'm seeing a different part of myself. I'm seeing myself at 3, I'm seeing myself at 12, I'm seeing myself at 22. I'm seeing these different versions of myself like flashing up. And so, yeah, thinking about what parts of you are the other and how you can, how you want to bring them in, how you want to connect with them, what they might need from you. And that's deep healing work all the time. But I think especially in Gemini season with this Lover's energy, with that mirror reflecting quality, we can really think about that here. Using your voice, asking questions and actually listening, tapping into the mutability of this season with some movement. So thinking about, you know, what does mutable air feel like to you? So you could tune into the breeze on your skin, the feeling of wind moving through your hair while you're riding your bike or whatever it is that you do. But can you connect with that element and, you know, feel into what does it feel like, not on an esoteric level, but on a very tactile level? Like, what does the feeling of the wind bring up in you? I notice when I tune into wind, it feels so cleansing. And I don't, you know, typically associate air with cleansing, but I really think it can be. I think every element can be, really. But when I feel like a really strong wind, it feels like, wow, I'm really being washed clean here. So, and that's just something that you can experience, right, when you're in it. And I think sometimes we forget, like, we sit in meditation to connect, and that's, you know, beautiful, and I do that as well, but we forget, like, we can also go outside, and we can also breathe into the actual elements. We can feel them on our skin, we can touch them, maybe we can experience them in that way too. And how does that change or shift our understanding? And so some other ways: catching up with and connecting with siblings, if you have them. So Gemini is associated with siblings, and this could be, you know, incredibly complex for some of us who maybe have difficult relationships with siblings. And, you know, that doesn't mean, oh, you have to. I'm not saying you need to connect with your siblings, but maybe there is some healing at an internal level that needs to take place in those relationships. Like, maybe there's something you need to accept, or maybe there's a forgiveness of self that's been wanting to come through in regards to these relationships. So you could think about any healing that you're ready for in these relationships, or it could just be about wanting to spend more time with your siblings. That's what I'm feeling into. I'm not feeling like, I think my family is really interesting in that I have really good relationships with all of my siblings. The trickier relationships are with other people in my family. And so I'm going to be making more intentional effort to connect with them. Allowing yourself to change your mind. So this feels very mutable too, and airy. So I think I get stuck in this all the time, like feeling like I need to hold myself to something that I once thought or believed that I no longer do, that's no longer right. And I'm always reminding myself, like, I'm allowed to change. It's okay. It's perfect if I change my mind from what I thought when I was 15, from what I thought when I was 20, from what I thought a year ago, 10 years ago. It's perfect. I think we have like some cultural hangups around that where we learn like we're supposed to be, you know, once we're fully formed humans, then if we change our minds or we go against something that we once said or believed, that we're being hypocritical or we're flighty or whatever. But to me, allowing yourself to change your mind, permission to no longer believe something you once believed or to really connect with something you once didn't is perfect, and it's very Gemini. Remembering that end of the school year vibe and playing with embodying it for yourself, I think this is a really fun one. And so we can think about Gemini, like Gemini brings us through the end of the school year, typically, if you were in school, right? And what does that feeling bring up for you? To me, I remember field day. I'm tuning into the smell of like fresh cut grass, and morning walks remind me of my morning walks to the bus when I was a kid, like summer. It was hot still, but it was like kind of thick air, but not too hot because it was the morning and there was this excitement. I mean, I enjoyed school, which actually I kind of feel a little shame about sometimes. Like I should say that I, you know, had a really hard time in school and didn't like school and wasn't good at school, but actually I was a huge nerd and I loved school. And so that's a little bit of a tangent, but those morning walks at this time of year remind me of like morning walks to the bus and all the anticipation of summer at the beginning of the day. And and this could also be like playing outside, decorating your notebooks with like glittery stickers or whatever, however you like to tune into that. But I think that can be really fun as well, thinking about what's happening at this time of year and what has been happening at this time of year, even if we're no longer in school anymore. And you might still be in school, and that's beautiful as well. So exploring your local neighborhood, this is another way. So Gemini is the polar energy to Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is this like big expansive energy that connects us to the world, right? And Gemini is more about this traveler energy that takes place where you are. So can you find something new and something magical where you live? You know, in non-corona times, there are probably more options for this, but to me, I'm thinking about finding new routes to go, connecting with different plants. You know, I have lived in this neighborhood for 2 years now, and I just found another garden that I had never been to a few weeks ago, and that was lovely. So, like, can you find something that is new and special where you live that maybe you never noticed before because maybe you weren't really looking? And can you just look? The beauty that's available to us right here that we sometimes overlook or we discount because it's so available to us. Okay, so two more. Paying attention to your communication patterns. So you could explore, you know, what do you love about the way that you communicate? What do you not love? What do you want to change? This would be a good time also, if you're interested in nonviolent communication, to explore that as well. And then asking yourself where you're out of equal exchange in relationships. So the Mercury ruling of Gemini brings in this idea of exchange, right? And so where are you out of proper exchange in different relationships that you have, whether that's like a relationship with a thing, like money or pleasure, or it's a relationship with a person? You can feel into that, and like proper exchange, equal exchange, that's gonna look differently and mean something different to everyone. So that's not to say like there's a right way to be in exchange, but if it's not right for you, then it's not right. So thinking about that. Okay. So those are sort of my suggestions, and actually I guess I have one more. So I wanted to share that the Gemini tarot cards, so in the tarot, we can think about the Lovers, which is ruled by Gemini. We can think about the Knight of Swords, which is mutable air in the court cards in my personal practice. And we can think about the Magician, which is ruled by Mercury. So my recommendation is to meditate with any of these cards, all of these cards, one of these cards that really speaks to you. And this would also be a great time to do an entering the card meditation to connect with them on a deeper level for any or all of these cards. So I have a free tarot visualization meditation that would be perfect. You could do it for any of those cards, and I will put the link in the description for that if you don't have it and you'd like to check it out. You could also, you know, work with these cards in so many different ways. You can do ritual with these cards. You can take one of these cards on a walk with you, right? That's something that I often like to do, just like take a walk and think about the card and connect with the card and think about how that card might move and feel into what I can feel about that card. You could place the cards on your altar or your bedside table or whatever. You could ask one of these energies to communicate with you in a dream. There are so many interesting and creative ways to connect with cards that I love. So those are the traditional Gemini cards. Anyways, if you'd like to work with those. And I did something fun this time for this medicine episode that I have not done before, but if you like it, I think I would like to do it more often because I had a lot of fun with it. So I made you a Gemini season breathwork playlist. And if you go to the link in the description for the playlist, you will get the 15-minute play. It's free. You'll get the 15-minute playlist and a video on how to do the breathwork. So you all know how much I love breathwork. I won't spend too much time talking about that. But I felt inspired to make a playlist for Gemini season for you to breathe along with. And I think especially because, of course, breath is associated with air. Right. And so working with the element of air, I mean, I can't think of a better way to do that than breath work with my own personal biases, right? And so I made you this playlist, and there's also an explanation on how to do the breath work. So you can download that at the link in the description, of course. I'm like, wow, I have so many like free things for you today. I didn't even realize, but I hope you enjoy them all. And if you like the playlist and you like this idea, let me know, and maybe I'll do one for next season, for Cancer season as well. Okay, so let's get into our collective reading, and then I'm also going to share the key dates for Gemini season with you. So our invitation for Gemini season is the Ace of Wands. Can you tap into the fire within that maybe you thought was hidden? The fire of courage. The fire of hope. This card is sometimes associated with, you know, optimism and excitement. And rather than the word optimism, what this really feels like is hope, like a fierce belief that our future can be better, personally, collectively. Hope that creates action. Hope that mobilizes and motivates. Hope that kicks into gear. Hope that creates something. Hope that is generative. And I've shared this before, but I really think that to hope, to dream, to believe is so tender and so vulnerable and so beautiful when we can let ourselves do that and not let ourselves fall into a belief that we have no power, that everything will always be this way. And I think I'm saying this to myself as much as I'm saying it for you. And this is for all of us, right? We are the collective. And so our invitation with the Ace of Wands, it's like, can we access the bravery? Can we be brave enough to hope? Can we be brave enough to take action towards our desire and dream for the future, for a world for us all? Ace of Wands is a spark, right? All of the wands are fire, but The Ace of Wands is the first spark, it's the first flame, and as I'm looking at this card and working with the Lioness Oracle Tarot right now, it's these two beautiful yellow-orange flowers that are opening, they're blossoming, they don't look like they're fully in full bloom, but they're opening up. So this is the beginning. Can we remember that this is the beginning, and can we give ourselves grace and compassion and love that we need, that this can be the start of something? I think there have been many conversations going around about how, you know, endings create beginnings and all of those things, and I think, you know, that's all true. And can we use our inner fire to create something from these ashes? And at the same time, the season is not without challenges, right? And it's interesting, the challenge of the season is Page of Wands. And so what this is telling me is the challenge is to channel and direct our fire and not have it burn us, not have it burn like wildfire over everything, but to actually have it be helpful and to have it be healthy. And so again, when we think about fire, like, this can be something different for all of us, but there's so much here. Fire can be rage, fire can be anger, fire can be vision, it can be pleasure, it can be power, it can be courage, it can be creativity, it can be sexuality. There are so many manifestations of fire, right? And I sense that it will be have a different manifestation or a different facet for all of us, each of us. But the challenge here being, how can we use our fire and not let our fire use us? How can we use our fire to help and to heal? And this includes anger and rage, right? Those things can be so healing and so helpful. How can we use our fire to help and to heal rather than to hurt ourselves, rather than to hurt others? And This requires a deep body awareness, I think. Or it's asking us to find that. Like, the body knows when we're going too far. The body knows when it's not right. The body knows which direction we need to go. The body knows when something is getting too big. Or when something needs fanning, right? When the flame needs fanning, when it's too small. So this might be Gemini season, right? An air season, a season associated with the mind and the voice, but that doesn't mean that we are not embodied or that our body can't help us or that our body can't be a channel for us, a teacher for us this season. It always is. It always can be. And that feels like a message here. Can we bring both in, mind and body? Both important, both valid, a balance between. How to care for ourselves, how to nourish ourselves this season is the Nine of Swords. And I'll just be honest, this card has been coming up a lot recently, and this feels like learning to stay with fear, learning to stay with anxiety. Specifically, these two sensations, these two feelings. And I think those have been super present for many of us for a long time, present for even more of us because of everything that's been going on with COVID and coronavirus. So what does it mean to be with the self, to be with fear, to be with anxiety? To me, what this is about a practice of honoring. It's about a practice of tuning into the body, noticing how these feelings are actually manifesting in the body, what they actually feel like. It's about noticing if we're more afraid of our fear than the thing we're afraid of. It's about noticing if we're more afraid of our anxiety than the things we're anxious about. Maybe not, but maybe. Noticing. Bringing an exploration, a curious energy, a full energy, a page energy, Page of Wands, to this. Because we can learn how to be with these feelings. We can learn how to allow them to be here without shutting them down, without trying to change them or make them different. this practice of honoring, I think, is deep care. It's deep love. And in the practice, like, we can learn, right? When we avoid fear, we don't know that fear won't kill us. When we can sit with fear and everything it brings up for us, then we know it won't. Because we keep showing up to it over and over and over again, and our body and our nervous system is training and it's learning that we can be with it and be okay, that we will survive. And all of this bringing us into the healing potential of this season, the Four of Wands. And I love this depiction in the Lioness Oracle Tarot. Definitely recommend, you know, I don't know, Googling a picture if you have this deck, like pulling out this deck and looking at this card. But there are these lush roses, and there's a figure in the middle playing an instrument. It looks like maybe a guitar, surrounded by other flowers. And this is a card that's about creating containers for aliveness. We become more alive when we learn how to be with ourselves. We become more alive when we learn how to be with our fire, when we remember our fire, when we channel our fire. Stepping into more aliveness is stepping into more presence, and it's stepping into more pleasure, and it's stepping into more joy. And this card specifically, it's like reminding us of all of the goodness about what it means to be human, about what it means to be alive, about what it means to have a body. We know the pain that's there too, right? We know that. We're in it. But there's also all of this in the Four of Wands that's available to us, and it's joy, and it's magic. It's fire again, right? We're working with the wands. Fire that reminds us of our aliveness, of our bravery, of how brave we are to live, of what an amazing thing it is to survive and to not harden, to stay soft and to stay open to feeling, to pleasure, to love, to connection. So this is our Gemini season. And I'm just going to share briefly the upcoming dates for this season. So we're in the dark moon right now, and then the sun enters Gemini on May 20th. The new moon in Gemini is May 22nd. The first quarter moon in Virgo is May 29th. We have a full moon lunar eclipse in Sagittarius on June 5th. A last quarter moon in Pisces on June 12th, and Mercury goes retrograde on June 17th before the Sun enters Cancer on June 20th. So I'm wishing you a supportive Gemini season that gives you everything that you need. I'm wishing that you connect with your aliveness, that you find your fire, that you stay with yourself when you can and leave yourself when you can't. I'm thinking of you. I'm loving you. And again, you can check out all those free downloads at the link in the description. I love when you love the things that I make, so it's really lovely to hear from you all about these things. And if you want to support the show, I would love it if you would subscribe on Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. It means so much, and I read them all. You can also share the show with a friend, share it on Instagram stories. Any of those things are so lovely, and I appreciate them all. So I'll be back on Monday with another episode. Stay tuned, and I'll see you on Patreon and Instagram at ERYNJ_. Until then.